take a look at this from a real broad perspective, is climate change going to be advantageous, disadvantageous, or neutral as far as the world's overall bat population?
I have little question that climate change is going to be very bad for bat populations worldwide. We know the reasons for climate change, right? Climate change is being caused because of the CO2 and other gases that we're emitting into the atmosphere because we have been burning up fossil fuels that have accumulated over many, many centuries, millions of years ago. Human population is still growing. Our energy demands are not going down. So we are switching to alternative, as we have to. Certainly, our carbon-based energy sources are finite, though people don't seem to realize or think that they are. And the destruction that they're doing to the world is dramatic. So we're shifting to alternative fuel sources. Renewables, the main renewables that we have are going to be solar and wind power. Wind power in particular is very destructive to volant animals, i.e. birds and bats that get into the path of a turbine. Turbines are killing millions and millions of birds and bats annually. So I think as we see the rampant development of wind power, I think this is going to be one of the biggest impacts that we're going to have. And I attribute it directly to climate change. The American Wind Energy Association will tell you that wind is actually good for wildlife because it causes less damage than the pollution that we would have injected in place of wind power development. But the problem is these turbines are being put in really, really bad places. and I mean, really bad places. I mean, I'm not opposed to wind power by any means. I mean, I think wind power is going to have to be in our arsenal. Certainly the best thing in our arsenal is conservation, using less energy. But given that we are going to have great energy demands, wind power development worldwide is, I think, probably the biggest risk to bat populations.
Is there technology that could be developed that would spare some of these bat populations but still be able to generate wind power?
Yes, there are alternatives in terms of how they're going to operate. I think the really big issue is where they put them. I have personally been involved with Bat Conservation International in opposing a wind power development that was going in less than 15 miles from a maternity roost of 4 million bats. So this is 4 million bats living in this cave, having their babies in this cave, and a wind power development was going to be within the daily commute, daily foraging route path of these bats. I mean, absolutely bad place for turbine farm. The turbine company saw it our way too. So we're not having to worry about that particular farm anymore, which is great.
When we're talking about human effects, one of the things I was reading about was bats in Brazil that are doing what you were talking about, moving north. But they're finding, the bats that are moving north are finding that a lot of the areas that they were headed toward have been deforested. And suddenly the habitat is no longer friendly. It's no longer friendly to the south because of climate change. And it's no longer habitable in the north because of dehabitation.
So habitat destruction, I think, has traditionally been the greatest threat to wildlife. But our ability to destroy habitat on the scale that we are now capable of destroying habitat is relatively recent. And I say habitat destruction is a huge, huge risk. So in Brazil, yes, absolutely. Habitat is simply being removed. And as habitat is being removed, the resource bases, the habitable, the habitat for the animals is gone. So, yeah, no question.
In a case like that, would the bats be able to keep moving and keep looking for another space, or do we start to see a dwindling of their population?
Well, you have 1,300 species of bat. Some of these species are very restricted. So a large percentage of bat populations are restricted to relatively small areas. A lot of bats are restricted to islands. We have a recent example of we're fairly certain of a species extinction, the Christmas Island pipistrelle. The Christmas Island pipistrelle was found in only one oceanic island, and deforestation resulted in the pipistrelle going extinct. We could have saved the pipistrelle, perhaps, but we haven't.